Now, the number of charging points for electric vehicles across the country is a constant source of irritation, and worse, by the people who need them. At the moment, there are just over 2,400 of them, with a promise of 130 more by the end of next year. Today, one of the country's energy providers will open its first ultra-rapid charging hub in Mullingar in County Westmeath. SSE plans to build 300 more 10-bay hubs across Ireland and the UK over the next 5 years. Its EV operations director is Sean O'Callaghan.
It's in the middle of one of the busiest truck and heavy-duty vehicle circulating locations in the country. And it's specifically tailored to remove the barrier to fleets trying to electrify. But of course, it is open to the general public as well. We do have car bays there too. They're absolutely open to everybody. We do anticipate that when the commercial sector starts to move, these particular sites will start to get heavily used by them. Our sellout price will be 65 cents a unit, including VAT, although we will have other products coming online. And with the opening of our hub in Lochshever, we do have some promotional pricing, which we will be announcing at the launch event itself. They have tap-and-go payment facilities on all of the chargers, meaning you don't need an app, you don't need to sign up.
How long is it going to take someone to charge their car there?
A car will charge at about 12.5 kilometres a minute. So it really depends how much range you want to add. You're adding 120 kilometres or so in 10 minutes. Principally, the idea is to remove the barrier to transport decarbonisation. That is low quality, unreliable, unavailable charging infrastructure. We would hope to have quite a few sites up and running within the next 24 months and even more than that to follow.
That's Sean O'Callaghan there, EV Operations Director with SSE, talking to our reporter Ethna Dodd. Well, Aoife O'Grady is Head of Zero Emissions Vehicles Ireland. That's an agency within the Department of Transport whose mission is to get 30% of vehicles here to be electric by 2030. Aoife O'Grady, you're very welcome indeed. And listening there to that story about the 10-bay hub opening today in Mullingar, did SSE get any funding at all from the government for this?
Good morning and thank you for having me on. We're delighted to see the opening of this charging hub at Mullingar. SSE have done this independently of any funding from the government, and we're seeing similar expansion and delivery from a number of other charge point operators across Ireland. In July, the government did announce funding to support an additional 17 hubs on the motorway network, and that's an additional 131 high-powered charging points. We will be launching, in conjunction with TII, a second similar procurement for high-powered charging along the primary road network. So we're hoping that the majority of our national roads will be covered by both of those in the coming years.
Now, Mr. O'Callaghan there didn't speak about the cost of charging the using this hub, you know, to charge the car. So I wonder, ultra-rapid charging, how much more expensive than standard charging is it?
Well, I think Sean said theirs will be about 65 cents per kilowatt hour, which is about on a par. We do see when you go to a really high power charging hub, the pricing is a lot more expensive than it would be for home charging. But that's because for that really high power level, you're paying a much higher standing charge and the operator has to incorporate that. But the majority of charging in Ireland is done at home, about 80% of EV charging is at home, and that's at a much lower rate, particularly if you get overnight charging done, which is what suits most people. The SEAI do a fuel price comparison, and at the moment, I think for the second quarter of 2024, it was showing that EV charging was about 40% of the cost of petrol or diesel.
There'll be 131 more charging points by the end of 2025. That was announced recently by the Transport Minister, Eamon Ryan. How many will those be in place before the end of this year?
I think the rollout is beginning this year. So I can't actually say what will be in place by the end of 2024. They were announced in July, and part of the condition was that they had to be in place by the end of 2025. What I would say, though, is that those are only the government-supported hubs. Our role in government is to support and expand the network and make sure that there is a breadth of charging across the country. But as we've seen with the SSE charging hub and a number of other hubs that have already been delivered by this year by the commercial sector, is that the private charging operators are going ahead and rolling out and delivering government supports, accelerate and expand on that, but the bulk of charging will be delivered by the commercial sector.
Mm-hmm. And yet the number of electric vehicles being sold is going down. We read that there's 12,765 licensed here between January and July of this year, and that's a decline of nearly 25% on last year. Why do you believe it's going down?
Yes, that's obviously disappointing for us to see. It is something that is not just happening in Ireland, it's happening across most European countries and indeed globally. We did see huge rapid expansion of the EV market in 2022 and 2023, and that has slowed this year. Now, talking to the motor industry, they did expect something like this to happen to an extent as EVs became more mainstream. You're tapping into kind of that family car market rather than what they call the early adopters. So while it was to be expected, it's still disappointing. We'd always like to see more EVs on Irish roads. I do think maybe the perceptions of non-EV users that the infrastructure isn't where it needs to be is a bit of a barrier. But once we see more charging hubs like this coming on stream across our national primary road network, I hope that that will alleviate a lot of those concerns.
But it means that that target of an original figure of 1 million by 2030, now down to 845,000, that's going to be missed, and missed by even more, isn't it?
Well, the target's 30%, and it was 845,000 cars, close to 1 million vehicles. And that, so that's still 30% of the fleet. We have a target for 2025 to get 195,000 vehicles on Irish roads that are electric. We're at about 135,000 at the moment. So we're still hopeful that we can meet that. Obviously, we'll need EV sales to pick up a bit, but I think we're still on track to meet that target. And then we do need to see sales pick up over the remainder of the decade to meet that 2030 target. But we still have a number of good incentives and grants. We still have an EV grant of 3,500. There you can get up to 5,000 euro off your VRT. So that's 8,500 off the cost of a car going on the road. Okay. And for budget 2025, we're always reviewing our grants and incentives to make sure that they're as attractive as possible.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us this morning. Aoife O'Grady, Head of Zero Emissions Vehicles Ireland.